Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
At the beginning of Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." I imagine there's been a moment in your life when you've been embarrassed by someone. The way they were dressed or the way they acted or the things they said made you feel uncomfortable. You may have even tried to pretend that you were not really with them or that you didn't know them. You know, the claims that early Christians made, the way they chose to live, the people they hung out with made plenty of folks really uncomfortable. Those early Christians pooled their resources and divested themselves of their hard-earned property. They were honestly a motley bunch of poor, troubled, and at times morally questionable people, or at least that had been where they'd come from. Their central faith practice was gathering together to share a meal that they referred to as their leader's body and blood. You know, it was a seemingly crazy way to live, but Paul and others found deep and meaningful and spiritual connection in and through it all. And Paul was not ashamed. He was not ashamed to share his experiences with others, even if it got him in trouble from time to time. You know, we live in an age when many folks, even ourselves at times, are a bit ashamed of our faith or our church and of Jesus himself. Clergy sex abuse, philandering televangelists, messages of bigotry wrapped in scripture, the fact that the average Christian just doesn't seem to practice what they preach can really make anyone feel a bit awkward about even being loosely associated with Christianity. Hypocrisy, bigotry, homophobia, anti-intellectualism are just a sampling of the charges levied against those of us who claim to follow Jesus. For those who've dared to orient their life toward Jesus, however, there is this undeniable sense that it is the most daring, true, and rewarding way to live. If only we weren't ashamed to admit it. Let's pray together. Lord, we are quiet Christians most of the time. We try to convince ourselves that Christian actions speak louder than words, but without words, how are new Christians to be made or sustained? The truth is, Lord, we're often embarrassed. The idea of announcing that we're a Christian might make us feel uncomfortable. We don't want people to think less of us, and we believe our association with you and with your church might do just that. And yet, your words and our relationship with you are life-giving. Why should we not be willing to shout that truth from the rooftops and the street corners, just like the Apostle Paul? We know, Lord God, we know we should be less ashamed of our faith. We're just not sure how to break that cycle. Help us, we pray, in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.